Hey, this morning I wanted to use my time to introduce you to someone, a new face, a new voice. Asa Lucas is in with us this morning. I'm going to let him explain all about himself, but Asa has joined our staff as someone who's going to be, you're going to hear him on the air, you're going to hear him on commercials, you're going to hear him on a lot of things, but particularly on sports. He's going to be doing a lot of sports for us here on KJAN, and we're excited to have him. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim. It is great to be here. I got to tell you, the Atlantic sunsets are as good as Oklahoma sunsets, and I don't say that about a lot of sunsets in a lot of different places.
Yeah, you've tipped me off there, too. You came a little distance to be a part of our team.
Hopping a skip from Stillwater, Oklahoma. If you don't want to take tolls and go the back roads like I prefer, it's an 8-hour drive. But this time moving in, we were good citizens. We paid the tolls at the Kansas toll booths, and it only took me 7 hours to get here.
Not too bad.
No.
Now, you are a recent graduate. You're a Cowboy.
Correct. I graduated just a few months ago from Oklahoma State University, go Pokes, in a sports media degree. Pretty broad title, but I really centered it on broadcasting.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
You know, to be honest, there was a few times growing up I got to go to the high school there in Stillwater and PA for some football games, you know, the 1 p.m. peewee on a Saturday afternoon type thing. And I enjoyed that, and I've always enjoyed storytelling. I've liked writing. But broadcasting in specific, it wasn't until I went to Oklahoma State that I really doubled down and decided that's what I wanted to be. I was the kind of kid that, I wanted to be an actor or a director or a writer or a lawyer or join the military. I had a lot of different goals, but it wasn't until my early 20s that it's like broadcasting, storytelling, sports, and people. That's what I love. That's what I do. And that's what led me here.
Very good. Well, I know you have roots in Texas as well as Oklahoma, so you've been around a little bit in your short lifetime.
I feel like a man at two homes. Being born in Houston, we lived there for about 10 years in northern Houston. Then when my parents separated and my mom remarried, I decided to hitch my wagon to her, and we moved up to the great state of Oklahoma. And I'd been there for about 9 years and then going to school, so about 4 years in total. So I know Oklahoma and I know Texas, and it's really weird dichotomy because I also grew up a Texas Longhorns fan. So I would go to school wearing burnt orange and the Longhorn logo. And kids are kind of ruthless. I'm sure it's, you know, an Iowa State fan if you walked into Iowa City going to elementary school there. So it helped me develop to somewhat of a thick skin. But I just love it. I love sports, and I love that part of the country, and I'm excited to love the Midwest, the true Midwest. I don't know how familiar you are with Oklahoma, but we have a really weird dichotomy. There's part of it's the Midwest, but part of it's the South, and no one knows. No one really can tell you what it is, but I want to experience the Midwest.
There's no real dividing line.
No, there's not.
You suddenly just run into it.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, I'm sure there's some Iowa State fans around here that would like to talk to you a little bit about that whole Texas and Oklahoma State thing, but we'll let them do that on their own. Huh? Very good. Well, talk about your journey a little bit. I mean, you went to school specifically once you kind of decided what you wanted to do, and you've had some good experiences.
I have. So initially, I had a mentor, and he was saying, hey, you know, Asa, you would do a great job as an anchor or a reporter. In Oklahoma State, with their journalism program, they're very centered on TV journalism rather than radio. We do have Dave Hunziker, the voice of Oklahoma State football and basketball, and occasionally baseball, and he teaches a sports announcing class. But outside of that, there's not a lot of radio broadcasting. So my first couple years, we had a student-run program, Ocali TV, and I would anchor about twice a week, and then we had some classes where I was a reporter. And those were good. I got to go to some Oklahoma State games, not to do any play-by-play, but to film and then to interview. I got to interview Mike Gundy before, and I got to interview different Oklahoma State players. And that was fun. But at the end of that, I found myself tired and a little bit unfulfilled. I enjoyed it. I got to do a little bit of storytelling, but that didn't scratch the itch that I had. And at that point, too, I was thinking, wait a minute, did I pick the wrong major? I'm really nervous. Maybe this is kind of foolish that I'm doing this and I don't enjoy it. And then thankfully, I finally got an opportunity by one of my other play-by-play professors, and he got us passes to go call the Oklahoma State Baylor game back in 2021 in Stillwater. And as soon as I put the headset on and as soon as the crowd was starting to get into the game and it was night and the jets flew over, and the kickoff happened, I just knew it clicked that this was what I wanted to do. This is where I was meant to be. And from that experience, my junior year, I fell in love with it. And that's when I decided, okay, we're going to shift from TV journalism into news, into sports, into broadcasting, and again into radio. And that's changed my life.
And it's all a little bit different, but you play them all the same. I've had an opportunity also to do some college and professional sports in my time over the years. But what we do here is more localized. Mm-hmm. It's high school sports. Not better, not worse. It's all the same. It just has a different level of intensity, and sometimes more so at the local level too. But doing some of that and then moving into a smaller area here in rural Iowa to work closely with parents and athletes and coaches to do high school sports. Good transition?
It has been. We're still very new and still very green to this. I have a little bit of high school experience. I forgot to mention that. After that, I got to work with a 6A high school out of Tulsa, Oklahoma called Sand Springs. And when you talk about passion, I mean, of course, college football brings something, but parents get loud too. Parents get very excited, and I dare even say ornery about referees and about...
We don't say that now.
and that also for me, that I would leave every Friday night on the drive home with just a grin on my face saying this is as good as college football, if not better at times. Yeah. So I'm sure the adjustment here is going to be as fun, if not even better than what I experienced.
Well, whether it's a large arena that's full or a small gymnasium that's full, noise is noise.
It is.
Always fun, and it just the way it juices up the players, it juices up the broadcasters as well. We always just very much enjoy that. Now, for folks who are sitting here thinking, wait a second, Asa is doing sports at KJAN. What happened to Chris Parks? He's going nowhere. Relax. We're good. They're going to share some duties and stuff, and we're going to work through all this. And eventually, Asa is going to be our on-air play-by-play guy to take care of a lot of that. We've got the video channel, KJAN-TV, and Chris is going to be doing more and more with that. But you'll be working with that as well. You've got some video experience.
I do. I do have some video experience. I've worked with high schoolers out in Tulsa. I've worked with young professionals at Oklahoma State. Video equipment, something I am familiar with. But I did want to mention something about Chris Parks, that he is a phenomenal mentor to me so far. I'm very grateful for him. He's made me feel right at home with my first interview I had with Chris. He is a big reason about why I came here. Just something about him is something about him is very warm and welcoming, and I'm happy to be here. And so, folks, there's that phrase, you know, don't meet your heroes, but I promise you, if you met Chris Parks outside of the broadcasting booth or wherever he's at, he is as great as you'd think, if not better. So nothing but praise for Chris. I'm very grateful to learn from him.
All right. Well, very good. Well, you'll be doing some of that, that's for certain. And also getting to know the community and things, mm-hmm. too. I know I've gotten to know you over the last few days, and we visited before you started up here, too. But that's one of the things that attracted us to you as well. You seem very grounded. You seem to have a good base to work to start with, both emotionally and physically as well. But emotionally, you just seem to have the right, the head on your shoulders that you know where you want to go, and you're going to make the best of any situation you're in. And it seems like you want to hit the ground running here in our community.
I do. I want to be a part of it. Community for me is very important. That's something Stillwater, a town of around 50,000, I thought was smaller until I thought was smaller being born in Houston. But community just makes such a difference wherever you are. And it's a real treat to get to know people and to understand everyone has a story. Everyone has a story, no matter where you are. And the more you get to know them, it's just fascinating the lessons you can learn. So I'm excited to be here, honestly, and I'm really want to meet people. And if you enjoy pickleball, you can expect to see me at some point. I love pickleball, and I'll probably be at the park. I'm going to try to learn how to disc golf and get better at my golf game. There's just a lot of things I want to do. And the produce in the park Thursday night, if you sell bell peppers or green apples, you can expect me to be there. And being a Boy Scout and having a phenomenal mother does help ground you and give you like a set of guidelines.
Very good. Well, we look forward to hearing a whole lot more here on the air. And I know you're itching to get started with the sports play-by-play part of the job, too, because that's really what you're in love with. And we look forward to hearing some of that here very soon. In fact, I think the first broadcast is coming up here real quick.
We are. It's going to come up. Stay tuned. Have your ears stay glued to the radio and be on YouTube.
Yeah, don't glue your ears to the radio, though. That would be bad. We don't want you to get in trouble that way, but do have some fun and check it out. And we look forward to that. And hopefully you get a chance to meet Asa here very soon, in person, too, around the area. He'd like to welcome you as part of his new life, and we hope you welcome him into yours as well. Asa Lucas joining us here, KJAN. He's going to be handling a whole lot of sports and more for us. We look forward to hearing all the good stuff.
Absolutely. Happy to be here, folks, and I hope you like food metaphors. I love talking about food. So if you do, great. I promise I can keep you entertained. Food and movies. I know them almost as well as sports.